Okay, welcome to the ICC tune-in call today for the membership. And make sure that you enable your chat feature there on your computer. I don't know how to do it on a cell phone, but they said scroll down, whatever that means. Catherine, hi, Santa Fe. We used to do Santa Fe back 10 years ago for a whole year, and Taos about 6 months before that, 2007. We loved going there, but we lost our sponsorship, so we didn't come back. All right, let's see here. Well, I don't know where it is exactly. I'm trying to find my list. But let's see here. So if you guys, if you can bring up, not that you can find it, the ICC presentation list, I think that goes back to something like May or something like that. So the last several months. So I wanted to
call from wireless caller.
Let's take the phone out of here. If you go back and review the presentation list, it gives a list of presenters, and you can go back at any time into the temple. You can either go to the archives, you can ask the guide there to access the archives of the previous presentations, and you can tune in that way, or you could go and go to the last recording or last presentation. So you don't necessarily have to do Tuesday 4 a.m. your local time every week. But you can always set the intention to do that. So let's see. This last presentation was the Arcturians on the Science of Quantum Healing. And before that, it was the same. The Arcturians are doing this whole month on the Science of Quantum Healing. And that should help you, unconsciously at least, with your healing practice, those of you that are in any kind of a healing arts practice. And before that, the last presentation in July, which I think we're going to do, is Lord Adonis on Strength and Courage. And Lord Adonis is a kind of a cosmic being. He actually was one of the teachers for Sanat Kumara, and he has a Venus connection. And the temple has a Venus connection, just for your information, you guys. Okay, let's see. But what I wanted to talk about today, before we get into the sample meditation, is from the quantum field, the saying that all lessons are gifts. So what I'd like you to do is to just breathe that into your body. All lessons are gifts, meaning all your life experiences can be perceived as lessons, which are gifts. So maybe let's choose something that you haven't thought of as a gift, a recent life experience, a recent emotional experience, and just take that thought, all lessons are gifts, into that experience in your body, and just feel. No judgment, just feel. And then I'd like your feedback on that. So let's do about 2 minutes of silence here. Breathing in, all lessons are gifts. Okay, let's share what you are getting from this. Post it in the chat on the webcast page. Vanessa is saying on the webcast page, put the speaker on, but my speaker is on my cell phone. So I'm not sure what she's referring to. And you guys are all unholded, so nobody's on hold. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to start you for those on the phone. Raise your hand if you'd like to share, please. Okay, there's Nancy. You are unmuted, dear.
Hi, Kenji.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing good. What would you like to share?
Well, I always find it interesting. When I go into my body, usually things just disappear and dissolve. So I suppose in that sense, everything is a gift. Because nothing stays problematic in that space. But then, you know, I mean, I went in feeling quite anxious. I've got lots going on these days. And, yeah, so I'm not sure what else to say other than, you know, when I check in, everything's fine. But there's a lot going on in my life right now. I'm currently waiting for my son to arrive tonight to help me pack up my house because I did sell it. But I have 2 weeks and then I'm done. So.
Oh, at your present place.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So there's just a lot. I'm a lot of busy. And, you know.
Yeah, okay.
And you know, I'm still anxious about this closing because it's all in my head and I know that, but that doesn't make it less easy.
Okay. Take it from your head and bring it into your heart and then breathe in. All lessons are gifts or all experiences are gifts and see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Well, as I said, when I do that, everything just disappears.
Okay, well, technically then there shouldn't be any anxiety in your wonderful little beautiful head there.
Well, nothing's in my head. Ever since I had brain surgery, nothing's in my head. Just kidding. So it's all in my head or nothing's in my head, depending on which way you look at it.
Okay. You can be the headless wonder for the rest of the year.
Okay. Thanks.
Yeah, try that. Okay, you're welcome. I'm going to mute you now. And then there is Jan. You are unmuted.
Hi. I just had this real peaceful feeling kind of like is in a space where, like the previous caller said, that there's like no anxiety and like total forgiveness and no judgment. I felt like I was in a place of no judgment, like this is not a big deal. These are just things to move you forward and don't get worked up and you are safe. And I was just in a really safe place. All the problems were just not like affecting me. That makes sense.
Yes. Excellent. So that's a daily practice for all of us. So important thing is you feel it in your body.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever is going to emerge and resonate.
Mm-hmm.
with you. So all lessons are gifts.
Mm-hmm.
So that way
we
take ourselves out of polarity, like good and bad and all of that.
Yeah, it didn't feel like that. It didn't feel like, well, you should have done this, you should have done that. It would have been like, well, everything's just what it is.
Yeah.
And it was just a very calm, calm feeling. Yeah.
All right. Teach it to your friends and kids.
Okay.
Especially the kids. Okay, thank you for sharing. All right, we're going to go back to Gig Harbor. You are unmuted, dear.
Oh, can you hear me?
Gig Harbor.
Oh, am
I
here?
Now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you are
I
here
can
now.
See it. It's Tanya.
Yeah, what would you like to share?
So it was like as soon as I asked to feel the gift in my body, it was like instant heart palpitations and like a earthquake in my solar plexus. And
wow, earthquake.
Yes. And I sat with it and I, you know, and I asked it, you know, what's the gift here? And I heard trust.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first word that came to mind. And my stomach is still doing tremors and my heart's still pounding, but I'm just sitting with it.
Wow. You mind sharing what experience you brought into that? All lessons are gifts?
Scarcity. So I'm...
scarcity.
I'm currently, I launched my website a few weeks ago, and I'm launching, in the process of launching a coaching practice. And there's a couple of business coaches that I've been talking to, and I can't invest in their services right now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
mm-hmm.
I'm feeling this, you know, you need to spend money to make money, but I don't have the money to spend to make, and, you know, that kind of stuck. So I just picked the word scarcity.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to find the gift in this lifelong struggle with lack.
All gifts of scarcity are gifts. All of scarcity are gifts. Yeah.
Well, just laughing. Let the heart kind of calm down.
Yeah, you're not going to die, heart. You won't die. So maybe the gift here, using trust to trust your intuition as to your next steps. So here's the thing, when you get to like rock bottom and you just kind of like, okay, what's next? I just don't know. Like your logical mind just kind of freezes up and you just can't think anymore. So if you start downloading the gifts from your soul, your spirit, on what to do next and trust that. It's the same thing as giving it over to God, you know, surrendering the whole situation over to God and let God take care of it. That's how they say in the churches.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of the same thing. Let yourself
right.
take over.
Like going like
okay,
God.
So you don't have to... Yeah, exactly. Like, okay, take over, spirit. I'm out of money now. I just launched my website. Okay, show me what to do. Show me where to go. And like Buddha teaches, like until something shows up, you just be patient and you wait. And you meditate. So how's that feeling?
Oh, a lot calmer.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, a lot calmer.
So, you know, the logical mind tries to figure everything out and do it logically, and this is the way you're supposed to do it, and this is how much money it's going to cost. And So I'll give you an example. So I paid a lot of money for this coaching program, and I'm only one third of the way done. And I've been like, I don't know if procrastination is the right word, but it's more like waiting. I've been waiting. I could have started the second level back in December, and here we are in August. I still haven't gotten into the videos for the second level, and I'm still doing my business. So here's what happened. I let go of my old team. I hired a new team. I picked up, unexpectedly, an Australian sponsor, coordinator, who's bringing me to Australia at the end of the month for 33 days, and I'm making more money through my website, through my online events. And I still haven't taken the second level, which is about really about getting your business in order. So, and you know, initially I thought, God, I'm really way behind. I got to get going. I got to start doing this. And it's been like, what, 8 months? So I just learned, well, it's not the right time. So I'll start it when I start it. I will eventually, because I paid all the money up front, I will complete all three levels of my coaching program at some point. So is that helpful?
Yes. Yes, thank you.
Okay. So congratulations on your website.
Thank you.
Now, what you want to do, this is for all of you that have a website, is you want to put your essence into your website so that obviously your website reflects the essence and spirit of you. And the main trap in all of this, having a business, website, all this stuff, is getting caught up in tactics and strategies and losing your essence in that whole process. Because you could have the greatest looking website, but if the spirit of the owner is not emanating through the website, people aren't going to do anything with the website. Is that making sense?
Oh, I'm smiling big. I'm not a programmer, but I built the whole thing myself.
Wow.
and I love it.
Yes.
It was a labor of love, and I've had a couple of meetings, and people are like, oh, you need to change this, and you need to change that, and oh, this isn't right, and mm-hmm. that's not right. And also, mm-hmm. you know, I'm obviously open to constructive feedback, but I haven't made all the changes that I have been suggested, because then I'm like, it's not going to feel the way that I want it to feel if I make such and such change. You know, I want it to feel like me. And I'm very happy with it. It's when, you know, and as you're starting out, as you know, you've been there when you don't have a following and you don't have people to put yourself in front of, it's a little daunting. Okay, I'm great at what I do, but nobody knows me. And that's where the trust comes into place of, guess what? As you do this inner work and as you let this inside transform to where your stomach isn't, you know, doing backflips, just thinking of it, you know, it'll come. It'll come.
Yeah, so you're not giving away your power to all these people that are making suggestions, what they think you should do?
Yeah, I mean, I made a little tweaks here and there as oh, yeah, that makes sense. You know, if it made sense and, oh, yeah, that would flow better. And, oh, yeah, but big things, you know, I just like, nope, I'm just going to keep it the way it is. That doesn't resonate. And it's nice to have that clear, you know, I can feel it if it's a clear yes or a clear no on changing something.
Excellent. All right, keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Little Pepto-Bismol after the class tonight. That was
it'll have to be baking. It'll have to be baking soda. I don't have any of that pink stuff in the house.
Yeah, baking soda's good. It'll help absorb the acid, too much acid perhaps.
Okay.
Yeah, good old baking soda. Well, thank you for sharing that. That's really cool.
Oh, yeah, thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Okay, you're welcome. Okay, I'm going to, and I just unmuted her, and I'm going to go to the chat box. Oh, you guys aren't using the chat box. Chat box for you on the computers are up in the top right. It says chat. At least on my screen, it says chat. Let's go to the webcast, see if anybody has posted. Maria says, thank you, it's good now. And Maria said before she couldn't hear me. I have no idea why you couldn't hear me. Wow. Well, we got a bunch of planets in Metrograde. It'll be great, man, at some point when we're not affected by all this astrological regressions. Okay, so, you know, even the webcast page is acting kind of funny. Okay. So Maria says hi to everybody, and here's her comment. I really see I had a very harsh comments about myself that made me think for the first time that I really need to accept the feedback of the others and think about it in a way that does not feel like a personal thing, but a lesson to make me change perception. This was a lesson. So, Maria, did you bring that particular experience into all lessons or gifts? And how do you feel now about that? So, you know, when anybody makes comments about us, yes, it's good to take it in and feel if that is correct for us. And then if it's not, then of course you don't accept it. But you can thank the people for their feedback. Remember, everybody is working through filters, as Kryon says. We all got these filters, these emotional filters, these mental filters that we filter everything that we experience through them. And the idea is at some point not to have any filters, obviously. So it's a straight and clear communication. So let's see. I'm going to refresh the page. Okay, nobody's posting there. Let's go back to the phone. Star 2 to raise your hand on the phone for your sharings here. We've got two Catherines on the line. We've got Regina, we've got Essien, and we've got Lori. Star 2 to raise your hand. Oh, those that have already shared on the phone, you can put down your hand. I don't know what star number that is. Come on, all you shy people here. Oh, whoops. I've got to unmute. I've got to mute Tanya there, Gig Harbor. I don't know. She's still open. Unless you want to share, dear, anymore, or else I'll mute your phone line.
Well, I always.
Whoops. I'm sorry. I just muted you. Let me unmute you. Okay, you're unmuted.
I said I always want to share, but if you want to come back to me after everybody else has had a turn, that's fine.
Well, go ahead. Share what you want to share right now.
Well, I think I elaborated on the scarcity thing. The moving through to your body, you know, letting your body integrate, I think is just that one of those core pieces that I've been working on. And it's kind of like, you know, when you have this really big toolbox full of spiritual tools and you haven't used one in a long time, you forget it's there. And then you start using it and you remember, oh, yeah, I have that tool. I totally, you know, whether it's, you know, what is it, Jinsen Jitsu, or I forget the name of it, like finger holds. And, you know, there's all sorts of different ways to integrate things in your body. So I'm like, for you, what do you think is one of the, you know, your tools that you use for body integration the most?
Breathing.
Yeah. Imagine that's a shock.
Well, that's what my nose is for. I just breathe it in. That is the simplest way to bring something into your body. You still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm head heavy. So bringing things into my body, it's like, you know, the wheels are always spinning a million miles an hour. And your activations are probably one of the few things that I actually just completely leave my body and zone out.
Well, that's good.
And
That's good too.
Yeah.
So I would suggest doing a trade for some body work. You're coaching for some body work with emphasis on bringing the head stuff into the body.
Okay.
Or bringing it down into the heart center.
Okay. I can trade for massage too, since I'm a massage therapist.
Well, excellent. So, do that then.
Yeah.
Anything that will help you to get more body focused?
Okay,
wonderful. Thank you for sharing that.
Good.
I will.
Yeah. Good feedback.
You, okay, thank you. Let's see. Jan has her hand raised. I don't know if it's still raised from before, but I will unmute you, Jan, from Wisconsin.
That was from
you. You are unmuted. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
No,
all right.
But thanks. I don't know how to unraise it.
Yeah, me neither. If somebody knows how, put it in the chat.
Okay.
Put it in the chat box.
We'll figure it out.
Thank you.
All right.
Nancy's got her hand raised again, does she? So let me unmute her.
Hi, Kenji.
Hi. Okay, you're unmuted.
Okay, I just raised my hand to tell people how to unmute. You just start to again.
Oh, star two. Thank you very much.
Yeah, star two up, star two down.
Star two up, star two down. Well, whatever that means.
It just means that it raises it and then it lowers it.
Oh, I see. On the screen. I see. Great.
No,
okay,
on the phone.
Okay, thank you for that.
Okay, anyway,
oh,
that's
on
it. On the phone.
Okay, thank you. Okay. We solved that little dilemma there. I'm going to go to the chat box. Oh, good. Somebody's typing in. Let's see here. So let's see. It goes this way. It goes from most recent at the top to the bottom. So I have to scroll down. Okay. Donna says, chat box. I am just la, 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 la. Oh, so la, la, la. Blessing out on all lessons, I guess. Too blessed out to pick up computer and write. La, 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 la. Thank you. Feels great. That's too funny. Essien. That's an interesting name. Kenji, are dreams gifts too? The reason I ask is that I received my pendant. Oh, yeah. I can't remember your name now when I wrote it on the label. I received my pendant on Monday and put it on, and later I took a nap and dreamt seeing a toddler going through a room towards a paper in a living room that was full of faces and smelling so bad in the room. The toddler picked. Oh, you didn't complete your sentence. So all I see here is the toddler picked. So while you're reposting, I'll go to Catherine. Well, getting back, So there's dreams, and there's dreams, and there's visions. So basic level, the body needs to have dreams in order to work out stuff from the day. And they can be crazy, crazy looking dreams that make no sense. So if you have those kind of dreams that make no sense, it's just your brain working out the emotions from the day or the week or the month. There are other dreams that are like lucid dreams where you can control what happens in your dreams. And then there are visions, and these can be precognitive visions. They can be any level of visionary experience where you get insights into whatever. So since you didn't complete your sentence here, so what I get so far, see, dreams can also be reflections of different parts of you that are on an unconscious level. So let's just say that little kid, little toddler is your inner self, your inner child. Some part of your inner child that maybe is ready for some healing of any kind. And a room can represent your personal space. Paper can represent reflection, like giving back to you a message. A living room can represent just that, a living room, a place where you spend a lot of time. Full of faces. They could be faces that people you know, your different faces. Oh, I'm sorry. Feces, not faces. Feces and spelling so bad in the room. And the toddler picked, and that's how she ended the sentence. So maybe the message in this dream can be something of where you are healing what has been a difficult level of eliminating bad experiences in your life. Try this. So wear the pendant, go into meditation, and just create the inward intention of awe. Dreams are gifts. Just replace lessons with dreams and see what happens. Bring it into your body. So maybe what also represents is some things in your life that you don't consider clean or you don't consider healthy. And you're attempting, your body's attempting, your mind's attempting to eliminate those things that maybe you did judgments on. You know, good, bad, and indifferent. Okay, I hope that helps. Catherine says, all this planetary stuff has contributed to me being moody, cranky, and in pain. I made up all kinds of stuff about Rumi and attitudes that were not true. As soon as I shifted my energy, everything resolved, became really light and playful. It made me realize how it's up to me to remain clear and do my work. Excellent. So was that in reference to the exercise we just did or to just in general? I'm going to go back to the Q&A board just to see if anybody's posted here. Thank you for sharing that, you guys. Okay, let's see. Maria from Portugal. Hi, Kenji and members. Joining you now. Yes, Kenji, I feel that this is my next step towards relationships. Despite liking being alone, I cannot live all by myself. True, because also from the quantum field is this thing of we are relationship. not plural. We are a relationship. Yeah. We exist through relationship. I choose to come here to learn how to deal with other and my ego, feeling that this is time to accept change and to get out of the comfort zone. The lesson is trying to be relaxed and present with things and persons as they are without judgment and finding joy. Thank you. Yes, that's very good. So there's a saying, I just made it up, that when you heal all your relationship stuff within self, man, you're good to go. You're good to go. Going back to the chat box here. Okay, no new things on the chat box. Okay, thank you for sharing that. Unless anybody has anything else to share on the phone, we'll go back to the phone one more time. Star 2 to raise your hand. Jan still has her hand up. I don't know if your hand is supposed to be up or down. But I will, let me see, what did she do here? Page refresh. Her hand is still up, so I will unmute you, Jan, one more time. Okay, your line's open.
Yeah, I just for some reason can't take it down. So I might call in again. There might be a way to get it down, so then...
Well, what Nancy said was, do star 2 again, and that lowers your hand. Press star 2 again. Okay, great.
Okay, so. Did it work?
Mm-hmm. Let me refresh my page. Boy, IT's running slow today. Yes, it did. No, it didn't. Oh, yes, it did. It worked. Okay, good. I'll mute you now. Thank you. Okay, anybody else on the phone that wants to share before we shift here? Okay, the rest of you guys are shy people, huh? All right. One more time to the webcast page. Okay, nothing there. I'll go to the chat box. Let's see. Okay, SEN says, yes, in a sense, I needed more space. Let me see. Oh, I needed more space to complete the sentence. The toddler picked the paper up and took it to the back of the room, and I woke up. Okay. Well, maybe the toddler was cleaning up, huh? So what you can do in meditation and then just wait for it to come as an awareness is to ask for clarity on this dream. Just keep it simple. Okay, I am ready for clarity on this dream. And just let your higher self download the response at any time. You know, probably when you're least thinking about stuff. It's when that stuff comes through. Okay, she says, currently I have an issue that I think will need a consultation with you. Okay, so you can schedule a session, phone session, through the website if you like, dear. And we'll go into it really good. So for those of you that haven't had a phone session, we do a issue-specific activation. After we do the coaching part, where we go through your intake form and go through the patterns that are evident, and then we do the activation specifically for exactly what you're ready for and what you want to experience. So again, these 45-minute activations on the phone that are recorded are very specific. All right, thank you for that, dear. let's go and spend a little bit of time, not much, on Loredana's. So I'd like you guys to, let's see, well, actually we're going to go into the sample meditation, aren't we? Okay. So I'd like you to lay on your back if you can so that you're really relaxed. And make sure your spine is comfortable. Make sure you have water handy. And, of course, make sure that you're grounded before driving tonight or tomorrow. And food's going to taste really good. Okay, just another brief overview of why we use the temple image to help you to tune in. So that temple image is kind of what the temple looks like on the inner planes. So when you go into meditation or you create the intention before you go to sleep that you're going to tune in to the last ICC call or whatever one that you pick that was given before that you want to experience, and you can do this more than once with the same presentation. So when you go up, there'll be a doorkeeper there. You're going to give them the password, I am, and you'll be escorted into the temple. That's how it begins. So using the temple will trigger through your brain and your heart center the access to the call presentation. So remember, everything is recorded in the ethers, in the Akashic records of the temple. So you can go back to any one of those presentations and imagine what it would be like to receive the teachings. And again, remember, the masters teach on the inner planes before they do anything on the physical plane, obviously. See, so we're doing, it's not a shortcut, but we're learning how it really works on the inner planes, how the teachings work. So I myself at some point will be giving the presentations, but we're introducing the team to you so you can get a feel for them. Okay. So let's take a deep breath and relax the mind, relax the brain. Breathe in through the nose and exhale through the mouth. And imagine and feel as if you're putting your body in a suspended state of animation, as we used to say back 50 years ago. The body is moving into a suspended state of animation in the timeless realm. So the body is, in a sense, moving away from space-time continuum and allowing itself to experience timelessness. To where as if all bodily functions begin to slow down to zero point while still maintaining life and animation. You're just slowing everything down. Your breathing, your heartbeat, your heart rate, your blood pressure, your kidney function. Beginning to move into a place of stillness. So we're going to detach, again, from everything that's going on in the world, tribal consciousness, your emotional body, your intellect, whatever discomforts you may be experiencing this past week. You're just letting it go for the moment. You're letting go of the attachment to the physical plane, basically, to earth life. So as you do this, you're going to ground the body with the heart of the earth through the feet chakras. And know that your body is beginning to receive through the feet chakras the nourishment from the earth. the electromagnetic nutrients that your body needs for healthy life. Now, make sure your chakra points are open and your chakra energies are flowing, especially the crown chakra. And you're going to open up and deepen your connection with the great central sun, the heart of the galaxy. You're going to call in your guides, your spiritual guides, your guardian angels. You're going to call forth your inner child to receive. And as you disengage from third dimensional reality, fourth dimensional reality, allow your awareness to move through a golden arc of light into the quantum field of many possibilities. All experiences are gifts. Relax all your facial muscles, forehead, eyelids, tongue, jaw, relaxing the fingers, the toes, your calves, your thighs, but especially relaxing your toes. Feel as if waves of light are moving up and down your spine. Okay, we're going to call in the pillars of light for the four corners of your physical room where your body is. And feel as if now that your body is a conduit for the heaven and earth energies. For the energies from the sun and the energies from the heart of the earth merging through your physical body. Now, take a deep breath and release all energies that are not yours, that may be in your field. Let everybody that you know go. Let go of the attachments. So you're collecting yourself. You're bringing your energies back to focus. All right, so we're going to breathe in to the solar plexus and begin to balance and energize your power center. You can use whatever color that will assist your solar plexus to move into a balanced, energized state. And then bring awareness up into the heart, activating your still point. And again, breathe in, take in those energies that will balance the heart. Breathing through the throat, keeping the throat chakra open to receive telepathic communications. And then take the next breath up into the Ajna center, the third eye center, pineal, pituitary, thalamus, medulla at the base of the skull. And again, energize and balance these sacred centers there in the brain. Use whatever colors for you that will balance and energize and harmonize the pineal, pituitary, thalamus, and medulla. And then breathe into the limbic system, a nice calming energy. That's your emotional center in the brain. breathing in an energy that will help to activate your cerebellum. Then bring awareness all the way down to the base of the spine. Feeling a nice pink glow at the base of your spine. And let that flow of energy move slowly up your spine in a spiral manner. A very pure pink, rose pink vibration, crystalline, spiraling up your spine. All right, now just let everything settle in. Bring your focus, well, stay in the quantum and keep your focus in the heart center of your body. Become aware of many different dimensional realities at the same time. Visualize a bubble of light around your physical body. Now, direct your focus on that spiritual level to the temple. Imagine again what the temple looks like. Imagine, visualize the entrance to the temple and the doorkeeper there. Give the password to the doorkeeper and you will be escorted into the temple and find your perfect spot there in the temple. The temple has many dimensional levels. Notice the lights in the temple. Notice the feeling of inside the temple. The temple can appear to you different each time you enter, for it is always adjusting to those in attendance. Look above you, look around you, look beneath you. You're in your light body. So as you find your place within the temple, just be there in present time in a meditative position, as it were, in a meditative state. And we're going to call forth Lord Adonis to come forward to present what appears to be like a stage area, a platform, if you will. And he is speaking to all of you that are in attendance. He is introducing himself, and he's going to give a little bit of background information, his backstory, as it were, to you, the audience. So we will allow a few minutes of silence for you to telepathically receive his transmission. Lord Advance is now going to bring forward some of his team. He'll introduce some of his team members to you, the audience. Some of whom you may recognize energetically. He's going to share with you now, just briefly, the history of humanity and how they gave away their power. And how they lost faith within themselves and within and with Prime Source in a certain manner of speaking. He's going to share with you how to rebuild your strength and courage within self so that you can move to all of these dramatic earth changes with more grace and more love, more awareness, more balance and compassion. He will show you energetically the weaknesses in your body, the weaknesses in your mind, the weaknesses in your heart center that are ready to be rebuilt back to your original state of strength, courage, stamina, fortitude, self-empowerment. He will begin to show you experiences from your life and maybe even some past life experiences where you gave away your power. Where you began to feel not able to manage your destiny consciously. He will show you those moments where you lost faith in yourself, where you began to mistrust your own guidance, where you lost your faith in God, creation, your higher power. He will begin to show you where the ego began to control aspects of your life. Remembering all lessons are gifts. Now he's going to ask you to breathe into your light body all the various aspects of strength and courage, what this is going to feel like in your light body, the ability to be strong and courageous, strong within your higher self. You may hear tones and sounds in the background. He's asking you to step up in frequency, your light body. Much like receiving an upgrade to your spiritual computer system, like an update. Now, whatever is not working currently for your light body, just let it go. So allow the upgrades to replace the current programming, if you will, the software that's in your light body. Let go of old files that no longer are relevant. You notice some angels that are now appearing within the temple, and they are forming a circle, a chorus of light and sound, as if they were chanting or humming the vibrations that will help you to uplift your light body, to upgrade your light body, which will affect your physical body. You may see many different levels of lights in within the temple, rays and beams of light. You may sense the temple itself is vibrating. Now, Loredanas will come and kind of mingle with the audience. So you will receive, each of you will receive a personal interaction, if you will, a transmission from Loredanas for your light body. So we will allow about 5 minutes of silence as he goes around, as with some of the angels as well. In, shall we say, initiating an evolutionary leap within your light body. that is going to be finishing up with you, the group. And it's going to bring forth now closing presentation, or closing segment of his presentation on strength and courage. He's asking you to just resonate with him, with his energy field. He is embodying strength and courage for you. He's asking you to etherically breathe with him and with the angels that are in the temple, breathing as one. Breathing as one mind, one heart. He sends his blessings to each one of you. Now, prepare yourself for re-entry back to your physical body. Again, look around within the temple and notice what you notice. Notice who's in the temple with you. Notice the beings there. And you will gently be escorted out of the temple. And as you stand outside the temple, you're going to clairvoyantly look at the earth. Notice the aura of the earth. Notice the aura of your home. And notice your body. You're on the earth and the aura of your body. And as you begin to come back to this dimension of your body, your home, and the earth, you're going to carry this vibration from the temple with you in your light body. And as you begin to locate your physical body, adjust your chakra spin, if you will, recalibrating your chakra system so that it can channel these higher frequencies into the body with ease and harmony. Adjusting your still point, adjusting the power centers of the body. Adjusting your pineal chakra, your third eye. Adjusting your kidneys. Your medulla at the base of the skull. Your throat chakra. And you're going to ease back into the body, knowing that you are not your body. Your body is a neutral vehicle for the expression of your I am. And for the expression of all lessons or gifts. coming back in this now moment. I am here. I am now. I am. Feel your solar plexus. I am here. I am now. I am. Okay. Adjust your grounding with the center of the earth, with the sacred heart of the earth mother. Now, reminding your inner child to continue to receive deeply. Thanking your guardian angels for love and assistance, your team, your healing team. And you're going to connect out with your soul group and share this vibration with your soul group on the inner dimensions. And all those that are in physical incarnation on the earth, you can share this vibration with them as well, telepathically, in an instant. With a little post-it message that you are ready to reconnect with them on the physical plane, soul family, your tribe. Okay, centering your core of your body. Remembering that your body is a neutral vehicle for the expression of you, the higher self. Coming back more present, more alert, more awake. I am here. I am now. I am. Slowly open your eyes if you wish to come out of this activation. If not, just come out at your convenience, remembering to ground and drink water. Give yourself some physical time to lovingly integrate this experience into the cells of your body. Strength and courage. So as you are ready, come into the now, slowly open the eyes, gently stretch your legs, your arms, wiggle your toes, your fingers, yawn if you need to, giving yourself permission to be the embodiment of this energy upgrade. So thank you for your participation in this ICC tune-in for August. And until next time, during this month of August, enjoy the Arcturians and the science of quantum healing. Your Tuesday morning, local time, 4 a.m. for 1 hour in physical time. Until next time, many blessings.